Coming to the UK 3 years ago, I searched for a meaningful ministry, and I found deep resonance as I came to know the Jesuit Refugee Service. The philosophy of JRS caught my attention and my heart, and I began as a volunteer. Volunteering began by running the day centers 2 times a week. And it put me in very real touch with people fleeing from oppressive regimes. I met a woman whose husband had been imprisoned in her country of origin, but then there were threats to her and her children, and they fled here for safety. I met a father who fled his country from the political volatility. His life was endangered, and he needed to move fast. To this day, 9 years later, his wife and children are still in a refugee camp there, in another country, and he's still waiting for the Home Office to give him indefinite leave to remain. I've met young women and men, married couples, waiting for a just decision from the Home Office that will determine their future. It's been absolutely amazing to me how they have found and really maintain a vestige of meaning in their lives in the midst of trauma, fear, sometimes torture, in the midst of dislocation and homelessness, sometimes detention and destitution. We developed a companioning program that allowed these refugees and asylum seekers to actually be able to talk about God and their faith in the midst of all this chaos. I soon came to realize how natural God is at the center of their lives, and that these asylum seekers and refugees that I've met here have an absolute trust in the God that is taking care of them, even in the midst of all the chaos. What we offer is the opportunity to look at their own lives, to tell their own stories from a faith perspective, and to pray together. It allows us to tend to the spiritual dimension of an individual, to let their soul space have a place in their lives. I myself have learned a lot. I've noticed that I have an increased expression, first of all, of gratitude to God for what I do have. I have a renewed commitment to journey with the asylum seekers and the refugees. My companioning them challenges my own lifestyle in my attempt to keep it simple, in my attempts to be in solidarity with those who are destitute. I think about Jesus and how much he knew so much more than a person's outer history or their statistics. Jesus got to know the real person. He could call them by name: James, John, Mary, Peter. Bartimaeus was the blind man. Mary and Martha were his friends in Bethany. Jesus reminds me it's not enough to know about the people. He himself says, "I came that they may have life and have it in its fullness." It's my hope that the companioning project allows the refugees and asylum seekers to touch into that fullness of life in the midst of the chaos. My desire is to contribute to the fullness of life for each person, that fullness for which Jesus came. My desire is to collaborate with Him in His Spirit, to reveal the love of God in the world today, to make God's love visible as each person touches into that fullness that they are called to.